The Statesboro City Council met on December 3, 2024, with plenty on the agenda. Led by Mayor Jonathan McCaller, the meeting covered a mix of projects, grant applications, and a heartfelt goodbye to a longtime city employee. Plus with his wife, son, and the Statesboro City Council. Blake Williams, senior landfill heavy equipment operator Bernard Tracy Pless, was recognized for his 11 years of service. Surrounded by his family and co-workers, Pless received a retirement award and some kind words from Solid Waste Disposal Superintendent Jeff McCarty. Tracy proved himself to be a solid, reliable, and hard-working individual. He quickly became a mentor and friend to all around him. On behalf of the entire landfill staff, I wish Tracy a very happy retirement, McCarty said. From the photos taken during the meeting, it's clear Pless left a big impact on the city and his team. After approving the minutes from the last meeting, the council tackled some resolutions. First up was reaffirming the Georgia Municipal Association's civility pledge. City Manager Charles Penny reminded the council that local government is where most people interact with their officials, making it all the more important to set a respectful example. The pledge, Penny noted, is a simple but meaningful way to lead by example. The council also moved forward with a project framework agreement with GDOT for the Creek on the Blue Mile project. While costs for the project have increased due to federal guidelines, Penny explained that this approval keeps the ball rolling and allows the city to seek new bids to manage expenses. Two grant applications also got the green light. The Georgia Reads Community Grant would bring $25,000 for financial literacy programs aimed at helping local youth, and the Violence Prevention Action Teams, VPAT, grant could secure $50,000 for community violence prevention efforts. Penny acknowledged that the VPAT grant is highly competitive but stressed its potential to bring much-needed resources to the city. The council approved contracts to rehabilitate sewer systems in East Main Street and the Quail Run subdivision, with projects totaling over $2 million. Quail Run, which has had city water but no sewer for years, will finally see service upgrades thanks to ARPA funds. Whitesville Park also got a boost, with $1.2 million in ARPA funds allocated for recreational improvements. On top of that, a $36,100 contract was approved to smooth out uneven sidewalks, which Mayor Pro Tempore Sherry Barr noted is especially helpful for residents with mobility challenges. Barr also gave a shout-out to community groups for stepping up with events like the Humane Society's Chillatown fundraiser on Friday and the Downtown Christmas Parade on Saturday. With the Downtown Statesboro Development Authority unable to host its usual First Friday events, Barr expressed gratitude for the efforts of these groups to keep families engaged. City Manager Charles Penny wrapped up the meeting with updates on the annual Toys for Tots drive, which will distribute toys on December 22 at the Boys and Girls Club. He also shared news about two new bus stop locations and plans to expand the city's transit system, asking for patience as the city works to secure more buses. Finally, Penny reminded everyone about the city's fire protection agreement with Bullock County, which covers a 96-square-mile area and is set for automatic renewal. The commissioners have this on their agenda for their evening meeting. The meeting wrapped up without any public comments or an executive session. With grant applications in progress, big projects underway, and the holidays just around the corner, Statesboro is closing out the year with a full plate, and plenty to look forward to. Continue reading to see the full agenda breakdown, as well as the meeting livestream. 1. Call to order by Mayor Jonathan McCaller. 2. Invocation and Pledge of Allegiance by Councilmember Tanji Johnson. 3. Recognitions, Public Presentations. A. Presentation of a retirement award to Bernard Tracy Pless, senior landfill heavy equipment operator, who is retiring effective December 1, 2024, after 11 years of service. The Solid Waste Disposal Division has had the pleasure of working with Mr. Bernard Tracy Pless for 11 years. Tracy came highly recommended and well-regarded from our contractor at the time, Radcliffe Enterprises. From day one, he proved himself to be a solid, reliable, and hard-working individual. Tracy quickly became a perfect fit for the division, serving as both a mentor and a friend to those around him. I have truly enjoyed working alongside Tracy. He was a dedicated worker with a strong desire to learn, applying himself in every area and achieving great success. His positive attitude and deep understanding of operations made him an invaluable asset to our team, and a great friend. Tracy will be deeply missed. On behalf of the entire landfill staff, I wish Tracy a very happy retirement. May every day be filled with blessings. Sincerely, Jeff McCarty, Solid Waste Disposal Superintendent. 4. Public comments, agenda item. None. Approved. 5. Consideration of a motion to approve the consent agenda. A. Approval of minutes. A. November 19, 2024 work session minutes. B. November 19, 2024 council minutes. C. November 19, 2024 executive session minutes. Approved. 6. Public hearing and consideration of a motion to approve an application for an alcohol license in accordance with the City of Statesboro Alcohol Ordinance Sec. 6-13, A. Business. Two Guys Food Mart. Owner. Ankit M. Patel. Location. 520 Fair Road, St. 410. License type. Package sales, beer and wine only. Approved. 7. Consideration of a motion to approve Resolution 2024-34, a resolution pledging to practice and promote civility within the City of Statesboro governing body. This resolution is brought forward under the Georgia Municipal Association's Embrace Civility Initiative. The purpose of the initiative is to counteract the growing polarization and challenges caused by incivility in society by setting a positive example through the actions of elected officials at public meetings. Charles Penny talked about the Georgia Municipal Association's civility pledge, saying Statesboro was one of the first to adopt it. He pointed out that local government is where most people interact with officials, so it's important to stay respectful. The pledge is a reminder for the council to lead by example and keep things civil with each other and the community. Approved. 8. Consideration of a motion to approve Resolution 2024-35, a resolution approving an application and authorizing the mayor to execute the Project Framework Agreement, PFA, with Georgia Department of Transportation for the Creek on the Blue Mile Project. The City of Statesboro has received funding from GDOT for the subject projects to supplement the city's original funding commitment. Due to the unique nature of this project mutually serving both the GDOT and the city, GDOT has prepared an intergovernmental agreement, i.e. PFA, that will allow the two entities to partner on the construction of COTBM bridge and trail projects. City staff seeks to attach this agreement to the application to administer and receive funding for federal aid projects. The city's engineering and design consultant shall accomplish the preliminary engineering, PE, activities in accordance with and pursuant to the applicable guidelines of the American Association of State Highway and Transportation Officials, hereinafter referred to as AASHTO, the GDOT's Standard Specifications Construction of Transportation Systems, and all applicable design guidelines and policies of GDOT. The primary consultant engineering firm or subconsultants hired by the city to provide services on the COTBM shall be pre-qualified with GDOT in the appropriate area classes. GDOT shall, on request, furnish the city with a list of pre-qualified consultant firms in the appropriate area classes. Charles Penny explained that the Creek on the Blue Mile project has been in progress for 5 years, with help from local and state partners. The state has provided funding and agreed to cover bridge costs, but the city needs to approve an agreement to meet federal funding requirements. Penny noted the costs have increased due to these federal guidelines, leading the city to reconsider its relationship with the current consultant, Fries & Nichols, and seek new bids to lower expenses. He emphasized this approval doesn't lock the city into the project yet, but it keeps things moving forward. Approved. 9. Consideration of a motion to approve Resolution 2024-36, a resolution approving submission of an application for the Georgia Reads Community Grant. The Georgia Council on Literacy created the Georgia Reads Community Award, an award designed to recognize the importance of community approaches involving meaningful partnerships in achieving literacy goals. The Village Builders Initiative and Restoring the Breach, Incorporated desire to collaborate and expand upon financial literacy efforts for students working in Youth Connect, the city's summer employment program. Acquiring the grant ensures students are provided vital financial literacy training benefiting them and their families while promoting economic stability, informed decision-making, and preparedness for unexpected events. Penny stated this is for a $25,000 grant, so it would be nice to get it approved. 10. Consideration of a motion to approve Resolution 2024-37, a resolution to approve the submission of an application for Youth and Community Violence Prevention Action Teams, VPAT, program grant. In recent years, youth and community violence has increased at alarming rates, creating a public health crisis and a lasting legacy of trauma. Systemic and structural racism drive disparate health outcomes, disproportionately affecting Black, Indigenous, Latinx, and other racial, ethnic minorities. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention defines youth violence as young people, ages 10 to 24 years old, intentionally using physical force or harm against others, and similarly defines community violence as interpersonal violence generally occurring outside the home between people who are unrelated, with youth and young adults, ages 10 to 34, in communities of color being disproportionately affected. In 2020, homicide was the second leading cause of death for teens and young adults aged 15 to 24, with more than 92% of which were caused by firearms. The City of Statesboro desires to apply for the grant since this concern impacts the work of the Village Builders Initiative, the Youth Commission, and the One Borough Commission. Charles Penny explained that this grant offers another chance to bring resources to the Village Builders program. It's a nationwide and competitive opportunity that could provide $50,000 to support community violence prevention efforts. Penny recommended submitting the application to pursue this funding. Approved. 11. Consideration of a motion to approve Resolution 2024-38. A resolution to adopt the First Amendment to the Fiscal Year 2025 Budget for each fund of the City of Statesboro, Georgia, appropriating the amounts shown in each budget as expenditures, expenses, adopting the several items of revenue anticipations, and prohibiting expenditures or expenses from exceeding the actual funding appropriated. Penny explained that the budget amendment is a routine process to carry over unspent funds from the previous fiscal year, including SPLOST, TSPLOST, enterprise funds, and ARPA funds. This amendment ensures ongoing projects have the necessary funding, and he recommended its approval. Approved. 12. Consideration of motion to approve a contract with InvoiceCloud for additional software for utility billing customers. InvoiceCloud would ease the process for one-time and registered payments. It would notify customers enrolling in auto-pay of expiring credit cards automatically and allow them to update at any time. It would enable those not signed up for e-billing to receive email and text notifications automatically. Penny explained that InvoiceCloud is a new software designed to improve the utility billing experience for customers. It allows users to receive text or email reminders, manage payments easily, and get alerts for expiring credit cards. Penny noted that the system would also streamline customer service operations and potentially save the city money. While there is a slight cost increase for customers, he recommended approving the agreement to move forward with implementation. Approved. 13. Consideration of a motion to approve an award of contract with the Coastal Regional Commission to provide grant writing and administrative services for the Community Home Investment Program, CHIP, grant, in collaboration with Agape Worship Center and Bullitt County Habitat for Humanity. The city intends to apply for CHIP funding to allow for the redevelopment of the Johnson Street Urban Redevelopment Area. Using the Coastal Regional Commission, the city is allowed to waive the required bid process for grant application. Penny explained that the CHIP grant application was discussed at the last work session, and the council is now asked to approve a $3,000 contract with the Coastal Regional Commission to prepare the application. The grant focuses on housing redevelopment in the Pine Street and Johnson Street areas, including collaboration with Habitat for Humanity to create new housing. Penny recommended moving forward with the contract. Approved. 14. Consideration of a motion to approve the City of Statesboro and Bullock County 2045 Long-Range Transportation Plan prepared by Goodwin Mills Callwood, GMC. On April 4, 2023, City Council approved selection of consultant Goodwin Mills Callwood to perform the 2045 LRTP update. Statesboro and Bullock County entered into the referenced MOU to establish a 50-50 cost-sharing and project management arrangement for the Statesboro-Bullock County Long-Term Transportation Plan update. The 2045 LRTP is an update to the jointly prepared 2009 LRTP. This plan provides for a safe, efficient, and reliable transportation system over the next 20 years, which is crucial for Bullock County and the City of Statesboro, given the anticipated significant population growth. It is to be used as a transportation and strategic guidance document when Statesboro and Bullock County prepare their annual capital improvement programs. Multiple public input sessions and platforms were provided during this process, including updates to the Statesboro Mayor and City Council and Bullock County Board of Commissioners. Bullock County Board of Commissioners will be considering this item for approval at their December 3 Board of Commissioners meeting. Penny explained that the 2045 Long-Range Transportation Plan has been in the works for about a year and a half and is crucial for guiding future investments as the community continues to grow. The plan incorporates input from stakeholders and over 1,000 survey responses. He described it as a joint effort with Bullock County and recommended its approval, noting that the county was expected to vote on it later that day. Approved. 15. Consideration of a motion to award a contract to Southeast Pipe Survey, Inc. in the amount of $609,467.50, with approval to spend up to $1,200,000, to rehabilitate approximately 6,500 feet of sewer main and associated manholes located along East Main Street, Fair Road, and Northside Drive. This project was funded as part of the 2024 and 2025 CIP budget, item hashtag WWD14, 187, and 188, with funds from the 2019 SPLOST and Water Sewer Fund operating income. As part of the city's ongoing efforts to reduce groundwater infiltration into its sanitary sewer system, we are proposing to line approximately 6,500 linear feet of sanitary sewer main with cured-in-place liners. Our wastewater treatment plant experiences extremely high flows during rain events and period of wet weather. Reducing this flow will extend the life of the plant and free up capacity for other uses while reducing operational costs. Competitive bids were obtained from 5 qualified installers and were reviewed by our consultants at Hussey Gabel Engineering. A low bid of $609,467.50 was submitted by Southeast Pipe Survey, Inc., below our total budget of $1,652,000. However, we are requesting a total budget of $1,200,000 in order to add additional sewer rehabilitation to areas of immediate concern discovered recently. We are currently smoke testing in areas around the city and have found additional areas that require rehabilitation. The additional funds will give us the ability to address these areas. Penny noted that the contract for sewer main rehabilitation came in at approximately $600,000, well under the estimated $1.2 million. He expressed optimism about the reduced costs allowing for additional work and recommended approving the contract. Approved. 16. Consideration of a motion to award a contract to Y Delta, Inc. in the amount of $1,404,569.65 for the installation of sanitary sewer infrastructure in the Quail Run subdivision. Project to be paid for with American Rescue Plan Act, ARPA, funds approved in the FY 2025 CIP budget item #WWD-32-H. As part of our program to extend utilities into unserved areas within the city, we have started the process to design, bid and construct a sanitary sewer system in the Quail Run subdivision. Quail Run consists of 37 residential lots. Work to be included under the contract includes installation of 2,550 LF of 8-inch gravity sewers, construction of 18 sewer manholes, installation of 4-inch PVC lateral services, demolition of existing septic tanks, construction of 25 new sewer service connections and 16 service stub outs, installation of 11 grinder pump systems, installation of 875 LF of 2-inch low-pressure force main, connection to existing gravity sewer system, remove and replace impacted pavement, installation of new asphaltic concrete overlay of roadways, installation and removal of erosion and sediment controls and grading as necessary for completion of work as described in the contract plans and documents. It is the recommendation of staff and of our consulting engineers, Hussey Gay Bell, to award the contract to Y Delta, Inc. In our opinion, Y Delta has the resources to successfully complete the project in the amount of $1,404,569.65 and is within the approved budget limit of $1,900,000. Penny explained that the Quail Run neighborhood, which has had city water but no sewer service for many years, was identified as a priority for ARPA funds. To meet the December 31, 2024, commitment deadline, the council's approval would allocate the funds to this project. Penny highlighted the importance of the new lift station being constructed in the area, which will support the development of 100 new single-family homes. He expressed excitement about the benefits this project will bring to residents and recommended approval. Approved. 17. Consideration of a motion to award a design-build contract to Great Southern Recreation in an amount not to exceed $1,200,000 for park improvements to Whitesville Park. The funding will be from ARPA funds. In May 2022, city staff engaged Wood PLC to perform a parks assessment and concept development of Whitesville Park immediately following the acquisition of this park by the city in April 2022. Following completion of the assessment, staff made two unsuccessful attempts to secure CDBG grant funds for these improvements. As recently as January 2024, a presentation was provided to the mayor and city council at a work session regarding the concept and ongoing funding challenges for this project. In September 2024, a memo was included in the mayor and city council's FYI packet, which identified the opportunity to fund this project with ARPA funds to ensure all ARPA funds are committed by December 31, 2024 federal deadline. Recently, the city of Statesboro issued a request for proposals, RFP, to solicit a design-build process for park improvements at Whitesville Park. The design-build process will allow staff to best achieve the intent of the park concept within the proposed budget amount of $1,200,000. The RFP was advertised in the Statesboro Herald and on the Georgia Procurement Registry in accordance with Georgia Public Works Law. Three proposals were received and a review committee of city staff evaluated and selected Great Southern Recreation for this project. This firm has an extensive history of similar projects and was one of four recommendations provided by Parks and Recreation staff when we implemented the Louetta Moore Park and Reverend W. D. Kent Park Improvements Project. Penny explained that the city had previously applied for CDBG funds to improve recreation facilities in the Whitesville community but did not receive the funding. Recognizing the importance of these improvements, he proposed reallocating $1.2 million in ARPA funds to the project. This would not only support the community but also ensure the funds are committed before the federal deadline, preventing them from being recalled. Approved. 18. Consideration of a motion to award a contract in the amount of $36,100 with Georgia Safe Sidewalks for sidewalk improvements. This project, STS 31, will be paid by 2018 TSPLOST funds. The sidewalk grinding work is done using specialized equipment to remove vertical trip hazards identified by staff and contractor varying from 1/4 to 2 inches in height throughout the city. This is a sole source award as Georgia Safe Sidewalks is the only company in Georgia authorized and licensed to use this specialized equipment and method to remove sidewalk vertical displacements and help alleviate trip and fall accidents. This is an annual, ongoing project to ensure safe, ADA-compliant sidewalks throughout Statesboro and hazard liability mitigation for the city of Statesboro. Penny explained that the sidewalk improvement project involves grinding down uneven sections caused by tree roots and other factors to create a smoother, safer surface. This is especially beneficial for individuals using walkers or wheelchairs, as noted by a Mayor Pro Temp Sherry Barr, who emphasized the importance of addressing mobility challenges. During the discussion, Councilwoman Paulette Chavers raised concerns about a street near Statesboro High School filled with potholes. Penny clarified that the street is privately owned and not up to city standards. He explained that private developers sometimes build roads below city standards, and the city cannot take over maintenance until the roads are brought up to the required specifications. 19. Other business from City Council. Mayor Pro Tempore Sherry Barr expressed gratitude to local community groups for stepping in to provide recreational events while the Downtown Statesboro Development Authority, DSDA, is unable to host First Friday events. She highlighted the Humane Society's Chillatown fundraiser on Friday night at the market venue behind Visit Statesboro on South Main, featuring chili from various groups and other vendors. She also mentioned the downtown parade on Saturday, organized by the Chamber of Commerce and other local groups, celebrating Statesboro's traditional holiday activities. Barr commended the community for creating these opportunities for families and individuals. 20. City Manager's Comments. Penny reminded the public about the ongoing toy drive, encouraging donations of toys and bicycles at City Hall. This year, the distribution method has changed to a first-come, first-served basis, with toys being handed out at the Boys and Girls Club on December 22. Last year, the program assisted over 106 families, and Penny praised the community's generosity in supporting the initiative since 2020. Penny announced the identification of two new bus stop locations, near the Summit Apartments and the Food Bank. While ridership continues to grow, he noted that additional buses are needed to reduce wait times. He asked for public patience as the city works through the long process of acquiring more buses and acknowledged John Washington's leadership in managing the transit system. Penny informed the council of a 5-year fire protection agreement with Bullock County, covering a 96-square-mile fire district around the city. The agreement is up for automatic renewal unless the county provides notice to cancel. He emphasized the strong working relationship with the county and noted their financial support in providing fire protection services. The commissioners have this on their agenda for their evening meeting. 21. Public comments, general. None. 22. Consideration of a motion to enter into executive session to discuss personnel matters, real estate, and/or potential litigation. In accordance with OCGA 50143-B, none. 23. Consideration of a motion to adjourn. View the agenda packet here. View the livestream below.